14 and a half before 6, time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And let's see if Jason Kanz has had any coconut cake since yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning. I have not had any coconut cake yet, though I did have a piece of Oostburg Bakery yesterday.
How did that happen?
I drove over to Oostburg yesterday.
You did? Oh, okay.
I did, yep. Just for the day, went and saw my mom and saw my Aunt Sandy, and so that was fun. A little bit exhausted by the time I got home, but it was a good drive.
I don't know. It sounds like you're doing some self-care.
I think so. And listened to a lot of the Lord of the Rings on the drive there and back. So
okay.
That was really good. Yep.
Who's the reader?
Andy Serkis, who is the Gollum character.
Oh, okay.
And he is so good as an audiobook reader.
So he can do the Gollum part real well, I guess. Huh?
He can, but he can also do the rest of them surprisingly well. Huh. I wasn't sure if he would be able to do it with the other characters, but the classic version is Rob Inglis did the traditional narration, and everybody would compare against him, but
okay.
The Andy Serkis version is so much better.
Huh. No, that's good. Interesting.
Yeah.
So what stands out to you in terms of what you, as you're listening to that, obviously you've read the books, seen the films, so what stirs in you after listening to that?
You know, I think it's amazing to me. I've read through it a couple of times. I've listened to the audiobook in the past. This is the first time through this one. But just how many details that I miss. You know, I think even relational things that stand out as you listen through the books. I just started the Return of the King. And, you know, so there are kind of these side relationships that certainly are glossed over in the movies, but I think I've even missed in the books in the past.
Huh. You know, I guess for me, what I've pondered is when I think about the pursuit of power and just the ring representing that. And I think that, you know, more and more that famous quote about power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so it seems like it's the latter part of that that gets the attention. But for me, in recent years, I've really dwelled on power corrupts.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and I think we don't understand the power of that, right? I mean, that that seeking after power can really be problematic. I agree with you.
Right. And I think that for us as the church, I mean, just in Jesus' day, I mean, you can make the case that Judas betrayed him because he wanted Jesus to pursue political power. I mean, the fact of the matter is that, like, Jesus didn't, and if you're a follower of Christ, that's not job one, you know?
Right. Yeah. What is job one?
Loving.
If you're a follower of Christ.
How about loving?
Loving. Loving well. Yes, indeed.
I mean, and again, I can't make it up.
Coming
I'm just
back
saying,
to that.
When Jesus says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, these are amongst my final words. And this is how the world will know you're my disciples. So, all right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good stuff.
All right. That's a hill we'll die on. All right. So we got John. We got actually Mark. Mark, we got 7 verses in Mark 4, 14 through 20.
Yeah, it says, the farmer plants the seeds by taking God's word to others. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message, only to have Satan come at once and take it away. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represents others who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things, so no fruit is produced. And the seed that fell on the good soil represents those who hear and accept God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted.
All right. And in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary on the entire New Testament, we read these 7 verses in Mark 4 this way. The sower spreads my word everywhere. Remember that some of the seeds fell on the path, even though some hear. Satan deceives them and snatches away the truth. The seed in the rocks sprang up swiftly, but also died quickly. You've witnessed people who get excited about my son and are passionate for a season, but they're pursuing the emotional high. When life gets hard, they call it quits. Those that fell among the thorns become so focused on earthly things that they are ineffective in my kingdom. The final group is kingdom-minded. They take my word seriously, and it leads to radically changed lives. Final thought.
Yeah, for me, I would just tie the idea of being kingdom-minded into what we were already talking about, that, you know, we are called to radically love others. You know, I think to be kingdom-minded means to pursue lives of love for God, others, self, and creation.
All right, well, I wanted to follow this up with Andrew Peterson, the Sower song, but I think YouTube wants me to, which for whatever reason we don't have included our regular songs, but let's see if they're going to let me play it. They're going to, very good. Thanks, Jason. Promise of the day, Romans 8, 16, and 17. Jesus is happy to share with you his inheritance. Jesus is happy to share his inheritance with you. We got some time to read the depot. Let's go for it. Barry Adams says, this is one of my favorite passages in the Bible. I share it often when I speak at churches, and I love to talk about the implications of what Paul was saying when he wrote these words under the influence of the Spirit. It actually says that we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Have you ever taken a moment to stop and think about what it means to be a joint heir with Jesus? Barry says, from my own limited understanding of Scripture, I think it means that whatever Jesus has through inheritance has become ours through that very same inheritance. Barry says, it amazes me to think that Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, and the King of kings and Lord of lords, is pleased to share the richness of his Father's inheritance with us. We are heirs of God and a joint heir with our elder brother, Jesus, and so is each one who has received Christ as Savior. Finally, may the weightiness of this revelation settle upon each one of us today as we ponder the amazing, life-changing truth that Jesus is happy to share the vastness of his inheritance with us because we are children of God and joint heirs with him. May the Holy Spirit bear witness with ours today and make this truth a reality for each and every one of us. Great stuff there on WWIB. The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB on a Friday morning. And, you know, I think, Caleb, I can think of, for many years we've heard about the positives, the benefits of hugging.
Yes. And again, now research just going along with what we've told you for a while, right? Men need hugs. Now, again, everybody does, right? Man, I think we have a children's book in our household about a little hugging teddy bear. But sometimes I think maybe we say, oh, well, yeah, that, you know, guys can feel like, oh, I'm too tough to hug, you know, hug another guy, or you know, maybe it's parents with your sons and think that they don't want that physical affection. Hug them. Hug them. It's important.
Yeah. In fact, research discovered that men happily admit that they need a big old hug as life gets hard.
Hugs are the number one mood changer for both men and women.
Yeah. Other mood changers include music.
Fresh air.
A cup of coffee, which I'm enjoying right now.
Chatting with a friend.
And watching a favorite movie or TV show.
But again, hugs, the number one. It's pretty simple, right? Give somebody a hug, especially maybe you're headed out the door they are this morning. Give them a hug. It's important.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers gotta hug.
Well, it is that time on a Friday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show, 12 before 8 o'clock, 53 degrees. Caleb and Havo with you, and we are getting you caught up on all the things, friends, that you might have missed. We know you like to stay informed. News, sports, politics, pop culture. We do it for you. We aggregate all that information, and we bring it to you in a little condensed, bite-sized form every Friday morning. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, did you hear about this? For charity, someone in Minnesota dropped a 2,500-pound pumpkin on a school bus.
That is a lot of pumpkin spice lattes Starbucks won't be able to make.
That's for sure.
A baby name consultant says she charges up to $30,000 just to help couples come up with the perfect name for their child.
Yeah, it turns out that Elon Musk's 11 kids wish their dad would have hired this woman.
Think he could afford it.
People under the age of 30 have weaker grips than they used to.
But thanks to texting, they now have the most powerful thumbs on Earth.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of talk about AI and ChatGPT, but 5 years ago this week, the world's first portrait created by artificial intelligence was actually auctioned off in New York.
Alexa, please spend a large portion of my savings on something quite useless.
Exactly.
The brain's reaction to delicious food may predict whether or not a person may become obese.
For instance, if at the sight of chocolate cake, your brain continues to sit on the couch and asks for you to bring it a piece, you might have a problem. Researchers report that diets... Oh, go ahead.
I think that's yours.
Oh, researchers report that diets heavy in fried food, salty snacks, and meat account for about 35% of heart attacks globally.
And cable news networks account for the other 65%.
Isn't that the truth?
And finally, customs officers caught a woman trying to smuggle her husband into Hungary in a suitcase.
The wife was pretty upset about being locked in a cell, but the husband said he appreciated the extra legroom.
I bet.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. The entire week condensed into 4 minutes, 7 seconds, Halvo's weekly labor of love. It's the best of the week. It sounds like this. Normally Tuesday trivia, this is Win It Wednesday from last week that we are doing on a Tuesday. It's one song, 1 second, actually one song, 2.5 seconds if we're going to be specific. You must identify, friends, the artist and the song title correctly. Probably start with just getting the artist, then figure out the song title if you can do so, and be the first one to do so live on the air by calling 715-723-2555. We will send you and a guest compliments of WWIB to the sold-out Newsboys concert in Eau Claire on Friday, November 3rd.
Hi, Stephanie, by the way.
Stephanie.
It Bob Carlisle, one-man revival?
Is it Bob Carlisle, one-man revival? Because we know it's not Caveman's Call, Newsboys, PCD, Third Day, Randy Stonehill, Matt Marr, Cochran and Company, Amy Grant, Larry Norman, Audio A, Toby Mac, First Call, Harvest, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Elevation Worship, Jennifer Knapp, The Imperials, Mercy Me, Bala Gore, Hillsong, or Jeff Moore in the Distance. It's none of those. But is it Bob Carlisle? And she's saying, I think I know the song title as well, One Man Revival. Is this Bob Carlisle, One Man Revival? Does Stephanie from Colfax get to go see the Newsboys on our dime?
Yes, yes she does!
Yay!
That's all there is to it.
Congratulations. Did you get some help?
No, actually, I have the Butterfly album there.
Wow.
So I listen to them.
Fantastic.
There you go. A faithful Bob Carlisle. And of course, Butterfly Kisses was a huge, huge song. But One Man Revival as well, too. We had to dig back a little bit into the archives of WIB's 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
How excited
are
you?
Well, I listened to a lot of old songs from like Mercy Me and John Michael. And
was that your first guess?
Yes, actually.
So you hadn't got in earlier, but this is your first time. Wow.
Good news for Bucks fans as they've locked down their superstar player for the immediate future. ESPN reports Giannis Antetokounmpo agreed to a 3-year, $186 million contract extension yesterday to stay in Milwaukee through the 27-28 season. It is worthy of note that, you know, there was some talk. Is he going to go to this major market? He's going to go to California, to L.A.? Is he going to go to New York? But not too long ago, there was a video on social media of Giannis trying a bratwurst for the first time. And he said, why has no one told me about this before? And it could be that a Wisconsin bratwurst is what convinced Giannis. I mean, $186 million dollars might have something to do with it, too. But it might be the brats.
I think the trade for Damian Lillard helped as
there
well.
There you go. Finally, on the horizon here in Eau Claire, we are getting a Chick-fil-A. And we have the operator of that Chick-fil-A here in Eau Claire in with us in studio on WWIB, Alec Lewis. Alec, welcome. I know you're a Wisconsin kid from Racine and now up here to serve the Eau Claire area with wonderful chicken and, again, all that Chick-fil-A brings.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
We see the building going up. There's been anticipation. There's been news stories. And so a lot of people are just kind of lathered up and saying, when is it going to open? When is it going to open? Where are you at in that process right now?
Yeah, you know, it's a million-dollar question. When are we going to open? And unfortunately, I don't have anything official to share at this point. You know, I can say we're coming soon. As you guys have seen, if you've driven past, we're making progress. The building's up. Signs are going up. Drive-through canopies. So I'm hopeful that we can share updates soon that hopefully are exciting, but unfortunately can't share anything too specific just yet.
20% of us say we've never done what? And Halvo and I, we've said, hey, we're not the 20%. We do this. And we do this on a daily basis.
Patty from Eau Claire.
Hey, Patty.
Hey,
I'm going to guess floss.
You're going to guess floss. So 20% of us say we've never done this before. Is it possible that 20% of people have never flossed? You are absolutely correct, Patty. You're going to the Newsboys.
Woo!
Way to go.
Thank you so much.
Patty, way to go.
And Halvo and I looking for our pat on the back that we do floss every day.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
That's awesome. It's a good habit to be in.
There you go. The week condensed into 4 minutes, 7 seconds. Thank you, Halvo. The best of the week.